Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. I'm so glad that you're able to spend these next few minutes with me as we go into a simple story recorded in the Gospels of the New Testament. And I trust that it will be a blessing and encouragement to you, because the Lord put on my heart there are those who are going through storms right now, and the wind is blowing fiercely and the waves are rising against you, and only if God will undertake for you can you see a way out, can you see hope. And so before we go into the message, let's join our hearts in prayer. Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I thank you for your goodness. I thank you, Lord, that you are God Almighty. You are ruler of the universe, Father. And you are our God, and there is none beside you. Father, I thank you right now for your presence, the presence of the Holy Spirit, Father, to minister to those who are listening. Father, I lift everyone who is in need, those that are going through storms in their lives. Father, I thank you now for divine peace to settle upon them. And Father, we look to you because you are the answer for every problem. You're the solution in every difficulty. And Lord, I'm asking right now that your peace will just descend upon them. Their heart will be at peace. Their emotions, their nerves will be calmed. Lord, their hearts will be settled. And Father, you would cause faith to arise in their heart. Lord, this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. And this faith we have, Lord, is a gift that you have given us. We can't stir it up. We can simply act on that which you have given us, and you have given to every man a measure of faith. And Father, as we act and obey and move upon that which you speak to our heart, as we obey the word of God, as we praise you in spite of difficulties, as we keep our eyes on you, regardless of the distractions and regardless of the arrows of the enemy we'd be flying our way, Father, we thank you that we are girded with the whole armor of God. And with the shield of faith, Lord, we can quench every fiery dart of the wicked. And with the very sword of the Spirit, Father, the very word of God, your word which is established in heaven. Lord, your heaven and earth will pass away, but your word remains and abides. And so, Father, we rest on your word, and we come to you, Father, as your people. And Lord, you see those who need your intervention, who need your touch in their lives. Father, I pray right now that you will minister, you will move in their lives, you will move in their behalf. And Father, we honor you, and we thank you for the word, and we thank you for the examples, the teaching, the lessons, the principles you've given us in the word of God, because Lord, we can hang our faith on them. And we know that you're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. And you are faithful and true. And we honor you and praise you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. Praise God, praise God. Well, the Lord did place on my heart that some who are listening are in a storm. And, you know, if you're in a good place, you're on the mountaintop, that's wonderful. We rejoice. We all love those mountaintop experiences. But we also know that life circumstances change quickly. In a moment of time, we can hear some news from our doctor, a report of a loved one, and things can change dramatically. Well, we see this outlined in various examples given in the Word of God, and we're going to look at a simple and familiar gospel story that is outlined in three of the Gospels in the New Testament. And it's a story of Jesus who demonstrates his divine power in situations of human helplessness and despair. And I've entitled this, With Jesus in a Storm. There are three different accounts in Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And let me read briefly the account described in Luke, the 8th chapter. verse 22 through 25. Now it came to pass on a certain day that he, that's Jesus, went into a ship with his disciples, and he said unto them, Let us go over unto the other side of the lake. And they launched forth. But as they sailed, he fell asleep. And there came down a storm of wind on the lake, and they were filled with water, and were in jeopardy, in danger. And they came to him and awoke him, saying, Master, Master, we perish. Then he arose and rebuked the wind and the raging of the water, and they ceased, and there was a calm. And he said unto them, Where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, What manner of man is this? For he commanded even the winds and water, and they obey him. Well, we're going to look in detail at what happened. But before we go and actually go verse by verse, I'd like to tell you just a little story of a Christian army officer who was at sea with his family in a storm. And this was a long time ago. And there was great terror among the passengers. But this army officer was calm. His wife, in her consternation and fear, chided him, saying that he ought to be concerned for her and the children, if not for himself, in such danger. And he made no reply. But he soon came to her, and he had a sword, and it was drawn, and with a stern countenance pointed it at her heart. Well, she was not in the least alarmed, but she looked up into his face with a smile. And he said, What? Aren't you afraid of a drawn sword at your breast? No, she replied, not when I know it is in the hands of one who loves me. Then he asked her, And would you have me be afraid of this tempest when I know it to be in the hand of my heavenly Father who loves me? Now let's go to Mark's account, and that account is found in the fourth chapter, and it starts in verse 35. And the same day, when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And this, of course, since they said it was the evening, it was after a full day of teaching by the lake, and Jesus took the initiative, and he decided to cross over to the east side of the Sea of Galilee with his 12 disciples. And there are lessons that we're going to learn in this brief story of an account that happened to Jesus and to his disciples. And these lessons are that, one, even in natural catastrophes, we should be at peace, since our Savior is Lord of nature. He created the world and the fullness thereof. Therefore will we not fear, the Psalms tell us, even though the earth should be removed and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar thereof and be troubled, though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, praise God, we will not fear, because our God is with us, even in natural disasters and catastrophes, but also in the fierce storms that we encounter in our lives, whatever they may be, we can have a calm confidence and complete faith in God. Let's read verse 36. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him, that's Jesus, even as he was in the ship. And there were also with him other little ships. Though it's not stated explicitly, Jesus probably desired relief from the crowds, and he needed rest. And they were headed over to the east side, which was a less inhabited area. But even so, there were other boats carrying those who wanted to remain with Jesus, and they tagged along. Verse 36 says, even as they took him, even as he was. Now, these disciples of his, several of them were experienced fishermen, and they took charge of the voyage. They left without any preparation, and without leaving the boat, they just started forth. And as Christians, we have to understand that there are times, you know, God wants us to be active and busy for Him and serving Him however as He would direct. But there is a time to leave the busyness and the activity. And He's illustrating here the importance of rest and quiet. He initiated that. He said, let's go over to the other side. Now let's go on. Verse 37 says, and there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship so that it was now full. There arose a great storm. Now, the Lake of Galilee is the world's lowest freshwater lake, with a surface of some 680 feet below sea level and a maximum depth of 150. Its size is 13 by 7 miles, approximately an area of 90 square miles. It's a rich fishing lake and is the scene of much of the gospel narrative, with Christ's ministry based on towns around the north of the lake. And at least 7 of His disciples were fishermen from this very lake. It is notorious for sudden storms, which whip the waters into a frenzy very quickly. The Sea of Galilee is surrounded by high hills and narrow valleys that function as wind tunnels. A storm in the evening was especially dangerous, and on this occasion, the furious waves broke over, literally kept spilling over into the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Well, my time has flown, and we're going to pick up tomorrow right at the same place, and we'll see what happens, what the disciples do, and what Jesus does. Beloved, if you're in a storm today, just hold on to Jesus' hand. He's with you, and He will not fail you, and He won't desert you. He won't leave you alone. If you stand in need of prayer, beloved, there's power in agreeing prayer. In my own personal life, when there is a crisis, a situation, I always look for someone to agree with. And so I'm asking, if you have a need and the Holy Spirit's moving upon you, then He has a reason. The announcer is going to give you our contact information. You don't have to write a lot, whether it's a letter or if it's an email. Be sure to leave your mailing address so I can respond personally to you, although I'll always confirm receipt and will pray. I love you and I thank you for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.